Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
I just don't understand how a group can do a test on your Chinese-made laminates, and every single one of those failed to meet the emission standard.
Well, I mean, people have different reasons for this test. This is a group of lawyers who are suing us, selling short on our stock.
But it's the short sellers are not conducting the test. It's these certified labs.
Well, no, with short sellers.
That was Anderson Cooper questioning Lumber Liquidators founder Tom Sullivan last night on 60 Minutes. The 60 Minutes piece basically finding that the company's flooring may exceed formaldehyde standards. The stock down 22%. On the day off $11.59. Whitney Tilson was in the 60 Minutes piece. He is
one of the short sellers.
One of the short sellers at Case Capital Management. You've been betting against this company since 2013. Did you bet against it because of this issue and it took this long to expose? Or are there other problems? Because I'm wondering if, you know, if they can't say, all right, we the tests were bad, we're going to change the formula and go on from there.
Sure. Well, to answer your first question, I initially shorted it. There was some talk out there. A couple people had done a couple tests, and so there was talk about the formaldehyde issue. But honestly, I sort of thought that was an issue that had been 2 or 3 years in the past, and was so it was not part of my short thesis. I was actually shorted because of a problem I had identified in another part of their supply chain. Laminated wood, where the formaldehyde problem exists, is the very low-end commodity wood. The problem I had identified was at the very high end is hardwoods, and the story there was is that the Russian mob was harvesting these valuable woods in protected areas of Siberia, smuggling it into China, and the Chinese mills were then processing it and selling it to Lumber Liquidators, which was looking the other way because they could buy the woods maybe 20% cheaper. So I figured, though, the stock was very expensive, but the feds had already rated the company based on this hardwood story. And so I figured, so that was the valuation combined with that problem. But I sort of had an idea that if they were cheating and looking the other way in China on the hardwoods problem, there might be a problem somewhere else.
Well, wait, I mean, you're known for the financial analysis that you do. I mean, you also were looking at their margins and their growth.
Sure.
I mean, it was phenomenal compared with anybody else.
Right. Well, the story all came together because it made no sense. Now, Lumber Liquidators is in a ferociously competitive sector, competing against Goliaths like Home Depot and Lowe's. And for 20 years, the company had had a pretty consistent 5.5% to 6.5% operating margin. And then a new CEO came in and they acquired a sourcing company in Shanghai. And then immediately after that, in the space of less than 2 years, their operating margins more than doubled in a commodity business competing against Home Depot and Lowe's. It made absolutely no sense until I heard about this environmental issue. And they, if you can save 10 or 20% on your sourcing costs in China, you can double your margins for sure, but you're just going to be buying tainted wood. So that was, you know, once I figured out the environmental piece, the hardwood piece, I figured, this is the tip of the iceberg, and they're probably cheating throughout their supply chain, and that would explain the doubling of margins.
Do you believe that potentially that if that's true, that they know all the way up to the CEO and the chairman, that they know, and the founder, that they know that this is going on in China?
It's hard for me to know. I cannot prove intent, and I have not seen the email trails that said, hey, you know, who cares if we're poisoning our customers? Just go buy the formaldehyde-laced wood to save 10%. Sometimes in companies, you know, the mandate comes down from on high that, hey, we got to get our margins up, and the people at the lower level know what they have to do. But I can tell you, laminated wood is a global commodity. If you went to China and someone was willing to sell you large quantities of oil at 10% below the market price, you would know that that oil is somehow tainted. It was either stolen or it's not really oil. It's mixed in with something else, right? You would know that you're getting tainted product if you go to a place like China and hit the low bid in any kind of commodity product. So that's why I'm saying if they didn't know, because if they knew and they're deliberately poisoning their own customers to save 10% on their sourcing costs, like that's truly evil, right? But I can't prove that. But what I can say is if they didn't know, they should have known.
But the logical question, let me just ask for, because the logical question is just like you looking at those numbers and saying, well, if it's a commodity business, how the heck did they do it when nobody else, like the large suppliers like a Home Depot, didn't do it? You would assume the upper management would say, well, how are you doing this? You would hope.
You would think. But when the stock goes from 13 to 119 in 2 years and the top two guys cashed out $38 million of stock near the top, they're not going to be asking a lot of questions.
You've got a price target of zero. Basically, you think they can't recover from this.
I don't. I think this is similar to asbestos, and it will play out in a similar way. But in fact, in the sense that there's a product out there that's it's a known carcinogen that's in countless homes, tens if not hundreds of thousands of homes. And if you were a Lumber Liquidators customer and you had Lumber Liquidators flooring of any sort in your home, you'd probably want them to pay to test it. Each test is $1,500. I paid for some. And if there's any hint of formaldehyde, you want them to rip it out and replace it and so forth. And this is a company that they don't have any debt, but they only got $20 million worth of cash. I think, and in fact, I think this could be worse than asbestos in the sense that not every company has been poisoning their customers with laminated wood from China. Home Depot and Lowe's buy lots of laminated wood in China, but they pay about a 10% higher price and they get non-tainted wood. So only Lumber Liquidators have been doing this, to my knowledge.
Whitney Tilson from Case Capital Management. Liquidators shares right now $40.05, down 23% on the day. This is Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.